Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
While sitting in a motel room before going to speak for a Christian ladies seminar, I used a bit of spare time to tackle several writing projects. In the midst of that primary pursuit, I became aware of and focused upon the pen in my hand. It dawned on me abruptly that I was holding a valued instrument. And then my heart joined the involvement of my mind. A valued instrument. It was just a ballpoint pen, a very ordinary object. And it's certainly not an expensive one. I bought it when I was in Washington visiting with my sisters, upon the recommendation of an older sister who had used a pen like this one. But over the months since then, acquaintance and use have made that pen a favored pen. Outstandingly, I favor that pen for three reasons. In circumference, it's comfortable. For me, I find some pens are too skinny. Others are way too fat. But this pen perfectly fits my hand size and grip. Second, it has a serviceable surface. It's sort of rubberized, and it gives me a secure, non-slip grip. And third, I like this pen because it has a pleasing point. It's super fine, so I can really write my notes in tiny, tiny script when needed. Because of those features, that pen has become a preferred instrument. Really, any time I'm facing a lengthy writing assignment, I begin the search for that pen. Oh, yes. If I'm just going to sit down and make a list or jot off a short note, well, any old pen will do. But not for that longer writing assignment. No, that will send me hunting through and rejecting numerous pens. Sounds like your house, doesn't it? That years-old collection of various types of ballpoint pens. But when I want that pen, I am determined to find it, and I will search diligently until I succeed in doing so. Two, that pen's features result in its being consistently chosen and used, much more than the other pens in the house. You know, thinking about that ballpoint pen, the question comes to mind, are you and I such valued instruments to God? Oh, like the pen, we're ordinary. Like the pen, we're not highly valuable in the inherent sense. But are we valuable to His heart? Do we please God in the way we fit His hand when He has a service that He wants done? Or are we perhaps cumbersome, slippery? Do we please God in that He can use us as a fine point, that is, knowing that He'll get precise obedience? Just as I delight in using my special ballpoint pen, I long to bring delight to the heart and hand of God in whatever service He might deign to use me.
Listen daily at this time for Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, originating from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.